Hi everyone, it's Maddie. Thank you so much for listening to That Time of the Week. I just wanted to add a disclaimer to this episode. I messed up my dates because I'm a fucking dumbass. Elon Musk is hosting SNL on May 8th, but I thought it was May 1st. So we talk on this podcast as if he has already hosted when he will be hosting on May 8th. So I just want to let you know that as a disclaimer, just in case anyone's like, fake news, which they won't be. And yes, I am recording this disclaimer from a balcony in Aruba. So who's winning now? Okay, have a great time listening. Bye.
Hello, everyone. I'm Maddie Smith, and it's that time of the week. We have a variety of topics to get into today. Most importantly, Zac Efron's face is fucked up. And so is his heart. He hates himself. Before this episode starts, please pull up a photo of Zac Efron so you guys can see what we're talking about. He got something injected into his jaw, and now he has a big fucking jaw. He was fine before, in my opinion. I mean, he was hottest in High School Musical, which was like 20 years ago. That's my take. But he really injected something into his jaw, and now I'm concerned for his well-being. Additionally, speaking of injections, we're going to be talking about Caitlyn Jenner running for governor of California. How do we feel? Personally, I don't give a fuck. You do you, but I heard some LGBTQIA, etc. allies are offended by the news because she is not good for the LGBTQIA, etc. community. And neither am I by saying that. So we're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, she endorsed Trump in 2016. It's like, it's over. So that's more of a celeb status thing for her. And then we have Elon Musk hosting SNL. As comedians, are we offended? Do we give a fuck? Again, it's kind of three pieces of news that we can get mad about or we cannot. That's pretty much life right now. You read a headline and you make the split decision between not caring and I'm going to tweet about this and be super angry. And that's life in 2021. So we got Caitlyn Jenner, Zac Efron, and Elon Musk all on the agenda today. But let's get the pod started because I am aching to introduce her.
Whoa.
My heart is throbbing.
No.
I am yearning. You know when you want to expand your vocabulary and then you just end up talking like you are writing Fifty Shades of Grey? My cock is throbbing for these two guests.
Thank you.
You're absolutely going to love them. Let's give it up for Jill Wiener.
Snaps for me.
Snaps.
I'm totally engorged to be here. Thank you so much.
I am engorged. I am swollen.
Oh, no.
I have blood flowing to certain spots in my body.
Just certain spots.
Things are getting heated. And to Jill's right, we have Kat Zini.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm also wet to be here.
Ew,
thank you,
dude.
So much.
Oh my God, you guys were throbbing, but
gross.
I can't be.
No,
whatever. We can't say
Jesus.
That word. Wet.
Be a lady.
I'm here, yeah.
Sorry, I'm dry as a bone.
Actually, me too. It's
Same.
Been a rough year. So we got a good pod for you guys today. You guys feeling good?
Pretty good. Yeah. Feeling pretty good. Yeah.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
Everyone
me.
Everyone can tell. Let's get into our first segment before we even start anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And it's called Let's Sync Up. We always like to start the pod with one question to get us going, to get our fallopian tubes on the same page, to get our ovaries tight with each other.
Nice.
I want them in a knot by the end of this.
Like a rat king.
Like a rat king, like a pair of headphones, like a pair of earbuds.
Christmas lights.
Christmas lights that you're detangling.
Sorry, earbuds?
Airbuds, the movie starring Air Bud.
They got their tails crossed. Remember
what's
that?
What's the things called? That
AirPods.
No, headphones.
Just
headphones.
What are those things called you put in your ears?
Headphones?
Headphones.
Earbuds.
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 Yeah. Earbuds, though.
I can see how we.
Wait, what are Airbuds?
Yeah.
Those
Dogs.
Are the.
That's a dog.
They're AirPods and earbuds.
Oh.
And when you mix them, you get.
And how has no one made that mistake before?
And how's that not. How's Apple not. Like use that to promote. I know.
Maybe it's copywritten.
Oh, maybe. Airbud?
Airbud. Yeah.
Are you going to get a cease and desist for this?
Mega probably. Franchise. Yeah.
I get sued every week for this podcast. I'm name dropping. I'm slandering people's identity. It's a lot. Okay. So on the line of Caitlyn Jenner running for governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're asking today, if you had to run for political office, what would you run for? If you have multiple in mind, you can do that. Yeah. Whatever you're feeling.
I would run for Congress because I feel like that you can just let your freak flag fly. You know what I mean? Like, you get a real, I would be like, we're going to legalize all drugs. We're going to kill every cop. We're going to.
What are you, AOC?
And what is she?
A freak flag.
Yeah. And she's in Congress.
Right.
Absolutely.
Wow. Congress did not cross my mind for a minute.
Oh, what are you thinking?
You know
of?
Why? Because Congress involves a lot of group projects.
Oh, yeah.
You're on committees with other people.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about the campaign, really. I wasn't thinking about the actual job.
Right. Yeah. The campaign. Congress to me is just like that pipeline to more. You start in Congress and you go from there. I have zero interest in being in Congress. The fact that you have to work with so many other people, you're on committees, you're making a green bill with a bunch of other people, the group project thing is a problem for me.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. You
really?
Just make other people do the work and then you're part of the group.
So we would be in the group and I would be the one doing all the work.
Would,
I'd be like, I'm on Maddie's team. We're doing the environment.
Yeah, Kat is a...
She's a co-sponsor and she's done absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So
let's divvy this up appropriately. I guess Congress could be... I would be in Congress if it was like representing a population of like two.
That's what I'm thinking, you know?
The AOC thing or like anyone from like a populous place, high stakes.
No, I want to be in like a South Dakota county.
Yes.
And like be like the real weirdo.
Who's the like, weirdo.
You know, who's like, I have my mole farm and then I also
roosters.
Got, exactly.
Yeah. They're like, Jill is weird. Let's not put her on any committees.
Yeah.
Let's just let her run her course here.
Exactly.
There is that congresswoman from Arizona, that the bi one or something.
Wait, which one is it?
There was a photo of her this week.
Kristen Sinema?
Maybe.
Wait, is she the one who was like,
cinema? She always wears like wacky t-shirts, right? She dresses like JoJo Siwa.
Literally JoJo Siwa.
I deleted that tweet because no one fucking liked it.
I liked it. I smiled. But I don't really know who JoJo Siwa is.
You got to appeal to the algorithm, first of all. Then do your hot takes. Second of all, there was a photo of this woman that was released on Twitter this week where she was wearing like a fuck off.
Her
ring
says she's a firebrand.
Yeah, she really does. Let the freak flag fly.
She lets a freak flag fly. I hate that, like, branded, like, fuck you, pop punk.
Yeah.
Like, girl boss, millennial vibe.
Bitch queen rolling.
Bitch queen cunt cock.
It's very chaotic. It doesn't seem to have, like, also not to be ageist, but the outfits are very, like, reminiscent of Limited 2.
Claire's.
And, like, Justice. It just seems a little much.
Not ageist at all.
No, that's like anti-suburban mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that's cool. You can dress funky, but as soon as you do this to like raising minimum wage, I'm like, okay, you can eat shit. I don't care about your fucking scrunchies anymore.
She should have just been like, whatever, loser. You know, like one of the... Walk down the highway and get hit by a bus.
Sorry, you're
poor. Talk to the hand. The face don't want to hear it.
Yeah. So when she entered Congress, was she supposed to be like, I'm different? Like, I'm bi, which means I can't be bad.
Is she a senator, though?
Senator. I mixed the two up.
Yeah, I think she's a senator because she gets a lot of play.
I have no idea how any of this works.
So you would rather be... Okay, so congressperson, I feel like you get less eyes on you than a senator, right?
That's why I would much rather be a congressperson because you can really just be like, I'm just a nerd. And you get to make like dumb speeches. You know, you get those are always the people that bring in like the snowball to the Senate floor and are like, global warming's not real.
See?
I got a snowball here.
Love that.
It's a circus, you know?
It's a circus, yeah. So senator, there's only two per state. Can you correct me if I'm wrong?
You're right.
I believe that's
I'm
true.
I'm learning as we go. And the congressperson, you can be a little bit more anonymous.
Yeah.
If I was going to be a congressperson, I would do like an upstate New York township, the township of Rye. Oh, and I'm like a little celebrity. You know, when I worked in Rochester, the Congress people were very accessible.
Right.
Kathy Hochul's coming to town.
Hey, Kath.
And all she had to do was like wave and like cut ribbons. So I guess that's a good gig.
Yeah. Wait, isn't she the lieutenant governor now?
Now she is.
She's like next in line if Cuomo gets
assassinated. Yeah.
Which,
not that that's going to happen.
You never know.
Speaking of people listening and slander, but the Cuomo thing is wild. See, I was thinking governor for a second it'd be cool to be like, yeah, I rule this kingdom. You know,
what
like
state though? Would you be governor?
Like a low key one, Maine.
Utah. I guess Utah's got the Mormons. You don't want to go there.
No, you don't want to go to Utah, but something like Maine, Idaho. New Hampshire, where it's just like a bunch of people in one place, and then the rest is just like. You know, like off the grid fuckers. So they don't like me anyway. And then I can just like live in the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
And then governor, you have a sense of like, I'm at the peak, you know? Right. Whereas congressperson, there's a bunch of people above you. Secretary of State, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I would not want to be the, I would not want to be the governor of like, I would not want to be like a California, New York, Florida, Texas governor.
Too much pressure.
Give me Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Kansas.
Give me Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
Yeah.
They're so corrupt. Rhode Island is like the most corrupt state in the union.
Are they?
I think so. That's like where all the mob stuff started.
Oh.
What?
Do you didn't know this?
Come on down to Rhode Island. Yeah. I'll give you some lobster.
Exactly.
Oh we can talk over a little Connecticut roll.
Yeah. They got a lot of mobsters coming out of Rhode Island, I think. I could be wrong. But.
I believe it.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're wrong.
Thank you. Okay. I think I'm right. I think I might be right. Google it.
Okay. Catherine.
Okay. What do you... I don't know anything about politics. I'm now, based on the group project thing, Congress sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking comptroller.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't even know what that word means.
Neither do I. Yeah, but the and I don't name think they is know. Cool. It the sounds like... Cool. You'd be on roller skates or something.
The comptroller.
The comptroller. I just roller skate around and tell people what to do.
So that reminds me of that woman from Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Probably be a Kristen Sinema type. This is why I can't get into politics.
That's just roller girl.
Too much glitter involved.
Yeah. I don't know what a comptroller
I think
does.
They do something with taxes. That's my
never
understanding.
Mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they do something with the city budget and taxes.
How do you know so much, Jill?
Because I worked in politics in San Francisco.
What the fuck?
Oh, what did you do?
I ran
a crazy woman's campaign who was running for comptroller of San Francisco. She was horrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that at the time or did you believe in her?
No. I knew she was horrible, but I was like 22 and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
So what is a comptroller?
I'm still unclear, but
you
I think...
You worked for her campaign and we still don't know. That's how you know it's a BS position.
It is a BS. It's like a very clerical, I think.
I think it'd be cool to tell your friends, my dad's the comptroller of New York.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Because then your friends are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If you're young enough that your friends care what your dad does.
There was one kid we were playing in the neighborhood. I was literally 7, and this one kid was like, my dad's the president. And
I used to do that shit all the time.
People would lie that their dad's like the president, the mayor.
I told my boyfriend in 8th grade that my dad was the CEO of Holiday Inn.
Oh,
and he was like, oh my God, why don't you guys live in a mansion? And I was like, we don't want anyone to know.
You're like, we live in a Holiday Inn.
That, like, throughout our entire however many month relationship, that was just
right.
He just thought that was true.
If I had to run for political office and like and do the whole thing, this is what I would do.
Okay, fine.
Fine. Twist my arm. This is what I would do. Mayor of a college town.
Ooh, I love that for you, Maddie.
Oh,
you're at war with the frats all the time.
Yes, and like the because when I went to where I went, it was like a liberal arts school, middle of nowhere. Mayor has the big fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
In the village, and all he had to do was like do meet and greets with like the best students once a year, and then I would go to like village meetings because I was like involved in my community, and and he would just be like, that sounds like a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
And like everyone under him would do, like the mayor doesn't do shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I would love to be, especially the older you get, with every year you kind of like do less, and then by the time you're like older, they just like don't even tell you what's going on.
Just send you out to pasture.
Yeah, they put you on an ice floe and just send you out. They really do.
I wonder if there would be like tension between you and the dean of the school, though. Like, who has the most power in town? That would be fun.
The goal is to not want the power.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Just live in the town.
Easy breezy.
Yeah, you guard in and you say you do as long as you don't have any sexual assaults this year.
Yeah,
because that's going to turn us. And then they have a little whiteboard that says zero, like 10 days since our last sexual assault. Right.
Like your last statutory accident.
It's orientation. They're erasing it.
Aww.
So I would definitely mayor of a small town.
Yeah. I love that.
Literal cats do that sometimes. So I feel like it would be like.
Yeah, that dog is a mayor in Indiana somewhere.
Yeah, I know. There's a cat in Alaska who's the mayor. It seems to not matter at all.
So it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
They show up, you show up to the farmer's market, everyone's like, that's the mayor.
Oh, that sounds really nice, actually.
And you're like, hello, good people, hello.
Wow, these tomatoes look fresh.
The bounty of our agriculture is just...
And then it would be...
Wonderful.
The college town adds that there's some, like, perks.
Yeah.
Because you don't want just a small town, because it's drugs. A couple bars where you can meet some hot chicks.
Yeah.
And...
Okay.
I hooked up with the mayor last night.
You wake up in the mayor's mansion.
Oh, girl.
Oh, not again.
Last night was fun.
Gotta go.
But then you also get like a couple, you get like a supermarket. Because if you go to like small town America, no college.
Ooh, that's dark.
No. There's like a diner.
Yeah.
One diner.
And you gotta be like, how's your gun, friend?
How's my fucking gun? So the college adds a little bit more income coming in. But then they all leave during the summer.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's just like you live in a nice idealistic town.
Sleepy Hollow.
Can you go on vacation when you're the mayor? Is there somebody covering
you? Can do anything.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can go on what do you call that? Diplomacy trips, right?
Mm-hmm. I would for sure take a diplomacy trip to Paris.
Yeah.
To the Bahamas.
It's important. You got to connect.
Yeah, I would connect. If I was the mayor, I would make my sister city like Miami.
Yeah.
And be like, just we're Miami. Helping And like make it all the coolest places.
Yeah.
And just do that.
Yeah.
Like ambassador myself. Like
for sure. Why not?
Yeah, any sort of job that you're the top of the town, but you don't have to do anything.
Perfect.
You guys are trying to do more work.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
I don't know. I was just like, it sounds fun to be like, I'm kooky. Yeah. Vote for me.
There are a lot of kooky Congress people on the pod. We've talked about that gunslinging woman from Colorado. Forgot her name. Bobart.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. And then what about the... Bachman, was she a congressperson? Bachman?
Buchanan,
yeah, the witch, when she was like, they're witches.
Oh my god.
Kelly Bachman? I think Michelle.
I know her.
Oh, Kelly.
She
I know.
Was in that documentary. I think Michelle Buchanan was assemblywoman. Is that different?
That's a state position, a state assembly.
When she ran for president, right?
Yes.
For a minute. Yeah. I remember when she was running for president, and this is something I would do because I wouldn't do my research. She went to the hometown of what she thought was John Wayne, but it was John Wayne Gacy.
Different.
Serial killer. And she's like, and I know we're all proud of our citizen John Wayne here. And they're like, no, don't bring that up, please.
We demolished the house 70 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
I would definitely do something like that.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I would 100% do something like that. Kellyanne Conway's talking about the Bowling Green shooting.
Yeah.
I would easily.
Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene's workout? Did you see her workout?
I saw that.
And she was like, this is why I don't get COVID.
Yeah,
she's right. Like bench press or whatever.
Yeah, she's literally throwing her back out, putting a dumbbell thing over her head. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is a congresswoman.
She's a congresswoman from Georgia. Yeah.
Again, the kookiness.
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Georgia, right?
Yeah. So, I mean,
Do you know her? Do you know Marge?
I do. We go way back.
way back.
Yeah, she's wacky. That when she emerged, that really made me realize, like, oh, anyone can just do this.
Exactly.
There's no.
And as long as you live within a demographic that you can rise pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's harder for a New York City congressperson because there's so much competition.
And it's more diverse too. Like New York is so much more
Totally.
Like, you have to appeal to, you have to be more broad. You can't just be like, right, I'm a QAnon gun fucker.
Fuck gun.
Which is what my Instagram bio says. But you can find, like, a small town and rise through the masses. That's in right. there. And then yeah. all of a sudden, you're Lauren Bobart or whatever her name yeah. is.
Bobart.
Come from Rifle, Colorado.
She sounds like like a kid's book character. Lauren Bobart.
Anywho, I feel like we're synced up. Mm-hmm. How do you guys
yeah.
fear?
Yeah, I think we're all together.
We're all together. Well, let's move on to our next segment. That's called Emotional Issues.
No, fuck. Oh, God.
In the height of emotion, it's not always easy to stop and think things through. But if you'll just slow down, then judgment has a better chance to take hold.
Okay, so usually with this segment, we are answering other people's advice, but today mm-hmm. we're asking each other advice.
Okay.
Okay, girls. Mm-hmm. What do we got? I have a question.
Oh, great.
Okay. Let me take a sip of water. You guys are like, oh, good, because
my life's perfect. I don't need
yeah,
advice.
I'm good, actually.
My life is not perfect at all. My question is, how do you stay clean?
When okay, what do you mean by this? Do you mean physically or like
not
clean
pretty
living?
Physically clean,
okay.
clean living, clean living,
like free of drugs and alcohol? Or
no? Oh my God, not at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
Oh my God, you guys know I would never ask that.
I don't know.
Definitely no, not to us.
I would not ask you 100%. I just gave you guys cocktails before this.
Booze before this. So I was like, what are you doing?
So to clarify, how do you keep your home clean?
Oh,
I have struggled with this for 28 years.
Okay.
And yeah. I want to be cleaner, and it's like I can't.
Yeah,
something's in me. I think I need to get on meds
to make you clean,
to like fix maybe my ADHD or something.
Okay.
Because it's a struggle. Even when I was younger, my desks at school would start like clean for a day and then disarray.
Yeah,
you know,
immediately all of my every bag I own filled with shit.
This may be bullshit, but there's, you always see this on the internet. They'll say like, people with the messy desks and messy rooms are actually the most creative, or like people who curse and drink and wake yeah. up late, they're actually yeah. have, they're smarter than everybody
else.
Well,
I'm a fucking slut who woke up at 1 p.m. today, so call yeah. me a genius.
Wow.
I have seen that,
yeah.
that messy thing, but right. I really don't think I'm that smart. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm a creative genius. I do think I've hit my peak creatively.
Oh, yeah. No.
If I'm going to let you guys know that.
Really? At 28? I got all kinds of...
First 4 years of comedy, I got everything out I needed to.
Yeah.
Time to move on to a different thing. I don't think I'm a creative genius. Thank you for that, though.
You're welcome.
I'm going to be honest.
It's via BuzzFeed, but you're
so if it's from BuzzFeed,
our most
then
trusted
I now
news
think
source. Top 10 ways to prove you're creative ass bitch.
Sponsored by Wayfair.
Yeah.
Just eat marshmallows all day yeah. and be a bitch to everybody.
Or it's yeah. like these 10 creative habits that totally Looney Dunes.
Dude, I'm always getting BuzzFeed like 28 products from Amazon you need immediately.
Yeah.
Fuck, I need this.
I hate BuzzFeed. I get new because I have news alerts on my phone. I'll yeah. be like sitting around, news alert on my iWatch. and it's like the Lucas brothers showed up to the Oscars and I
you're like, what? Stop. What did you do?
I hate that like meme format
yeah,
right. headline.
Yeah, yeah,
shut
yeah.
the
really
fuck
awful.
Up.
That's gross.
I do not want to get news alerts unless it's like there's a mass shooter in my home.
Right. 10 reasons the Capitol riots had us shook.
Yeah. 10 hilarious tweets about the Capitol riot from women.
Yeah. From inside the house.
From the
inside the chamber.
Yeah, I'm over them.
You're over the Capitol riot.
I'm over the riots. Yeah. At first I was like, that's fine. Yeah.
It was like 3 months ago.
Creative geniuses. And then I was like, okay, this is a problem.
Maybe we shouldn't do this anymore.
Girl. Yeah. I've heard that to stay clean, I don't practice this because I'm also very dirty.
Yeah, but when I go to your home, it seems...
Because when I come here, it doesn't seem dirty.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the way you perceive...
If you open the living room...
I'm like, whoa!
Don't do
everything. She gets avalanche.
Things with Andrew starts coming out.
It's like, roar, it's like swimming through.
I think your house is like cleaner.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, but it doesn't feel... Like, I always look around, I'm like, there's so much dust.
There's yeah. so
but
much dust.
I've heard you're supposed to clean one thing a day, like one like little project a day, but I don't... Some days I'm like, I... threw this piece of paper out. complete.
So I'm good. But that is one thing, technically.
Yeah.
Because there's days where I slump through. I think I just forget you have to clean every day.
Yeah.
I'm very, like, passive. I'll cook, leave it there. 3 days later, I'm like, oh, fuck. There's a red bell pepper on the couch counter.
On the couch.
On the couch.
On the couch.
It's my little TV buddy.
My TV buddy.
I found I'm cleanest when I'm very anxious and I don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like deep scrubbing my kitchen floor.
Yeah, I wish I had that.
So just start doing some, I don't know.
I'm anxious, but it doesn't. I wish I had the personality trait where it was like, I cannot work until these things are clean.
I'm like, I'm a weirdly dual, like, very clean and very messy person. Like, I hate food stuff, so I'll do my dishes, like, the second I'm done with them, because I can't. I hate it. I can't sleep if there's, like, a sink full of dishes.
I need that.
I can.
But I need that.
Because, like, my apartment's so tiny, too. Like, flies will start coming in. But
flies,
clothes.
Me, too.
Clothes are just, like, piling up everywhere. Yeah. That shit, I'm like,
the worst is when you do laundry, and then you're like, I can't fold this. So you just throw it, dump it on your bed, and then you just sleep with all the clothes on your bed.
What's clean and what's dirty.
I have to say, sleeping with items on your bed is incredibly sad.
Sign of a genius.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm freaking Einstein.
Genius right here.
My biggest struggle is I eat a meal, I'm sleepy after that. I'm like, because when I eat, like, every meal for me is like Thanksgiving dinner. I eat until I'm passing out.
Yeah.
And so I can't do dishes.
You can, though. I think there's like a
you gotta change your internal mind.
You can life hack. Think about how Think about how much you
BuzzFeed.
Think about how much you hate cleaning.
Hate.
So like this is what I do. I'm like if I just get it over with right now. Like I don't even give myself time to pause and think about how much I hate doing this. I'm just gonna fucking do it, and then you don't have to do it later. You're like taking care of your future self.
I am. When I frame it as taking care of my future self, I am good in a lot of ways. Even beyond cleaning, I'm like, ooh, write today for a better tomorrow.
See, we have opposite problems.
Write today for, I've never heard that before.
No, that's just my mentality. Oh. Or just like if I have a deadline on Thursday, I'm like, you will feel better tomorrow if you do help start now rather than procrastinate till Thursday at 10 a.m.
That was the exact thing I was going to pitch to you, which is like, I'm fine. I can do my dishes because that's like a concrete task I can easily finish.
Right.
But writing and setting deadlines for myself, like I don't know how to do that. I have no discipline when it comes to like personal creative goals.
Oh yeah,
that's the only way I have discipline is that I have like a podcast weekly.
Yeah,
because otherwise if
so start a podcast. Got
start a podcast. Okay. Lock yourself in and but otherwise it's like, because I've set goals of like 3 funny videos this week,
right?
And then the end of the week I'm like, fuck off, whore. You dumb slut
piece of shit. It's so overwhelming.
It is.
Because like I did pretty well in college because there were deadlines like imposed upon me, but when I'm the boss of myself,
can't do it.
I'm the worst boss.
Oh, I could too. Just watch fucking America's Next Top Model
all day,
especially in this climate.
I
will turn the TV on and say, "Well, I'm getting my creative energy going by watching TV."
Mm-hmm.
And what better way than to mentally riff on America's Next Top Model?
There is no better way.
See what's out there. You know, you got to see what's current, which is episodes of America's Next Top Model from 2012.
I didn't watch new television this year. I watched. What,
is there new television?
No. Well,
I mean,
newer.
I guess I've watched all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I guess I'll try
one thing a day.
You know, the hard thing for me is, again, I think I have a mental illness because I will get...
I don't know if we're qualified to diagnose.
I am, you do.
Okay, sorry, I forgot she was a doctor.
Because I'll get into a routine. I'll get into a little routine. I'm like, okay, I'm cleaning today for myself tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And then like 4 days later, I'm like, what? I was doing that? It's like a switch.
It's all about discipline. This is what I'm saying. Like, I can't do it with writing.
Right, right.
It reminds me of working out, too, where it's like, what's the point? Like, if I fucking stop one day, like, because I'm tired, am I back to square one? Because that makes me not want to do it at all ever.
Right.
I don't want to
So true.
It's just very daunting when you think this is like a forever thing. Right. That's like, how you're not going to hit a goal and then be done. You just got to
keep doing it.
That's the worst thing is when I lost weight and then I realized I had to like work out all the time, I got really sad for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? I want to be hot and eat everything.
And then just not have to do it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm locked into a fucking workout and salad diet. Fuck that. Fuck. I'm going to get fat again. Yeah. It's funner.
It is. It's just like if we think too
I was like envisioning a life where I was like Taco Bell every day, not moving, and now I'm trapped. I'm trapped in
Maddie's
this lifestyle.
Fantasy.
Yeah, that was my fantasy. I thought I was going to be a hot girl.
Gorditas.
You're a hot Gordita girl. Queen. What are you talking about?
A hot girl who sits around all day.
Yeah. Hot girl, fat girl summer.
Mm-hmm. Hot girl, fat girl summer.
Taco Bell girl summer.
Okay, so I guess that's.
I think also just doing like one, like setting small goals, being like, I'm going to clean one dish. And then you're like, that wasn't so bad. I could probably clean another dish. I mean, it's all very like, you just have to do it, which is the dumbest and most annoying thing.
I was looking for any other advice.
I mean, get a butler, I guess.
Yeah, you can hire someone. Yeah. That's always an option. Yeah. Get a task rabbit.
That's the goal is someday to have someone follow me around my home.
And an assistant, yeah.
I mean, yeah, who I can...
Andrew doesn't do that for you?
No, because we have similar things where if, like, he mimics what I do. So if I am cleaning, he'll mimic it.
I'm also an alpha. Yeah.
I'm alpha, but if I leave stuff around, he'll leave stuff around.
Yeah.
We follow each other's leads.
Yeah. It's easy to do that in a cohabitation situation. It's like, there's already clothes on the floor. What am I going to do? Keep
Enabling
my little section
other.
Clean?
They blame each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Life sucks.
It's really... I think that's the overall, like, message here is life just sucks. Like,
life sucks ass.
You're just going to have to keep doing dishes and working out and, like, trying to be creative. Yeah. And then die.
Oh,
and then
my God.
Die miserable.
Sweet release.
That is going to be awesome.
It's finally here.
We did it.
When I die, I'm going to be like, sunglasses on.
I'm going to choke on a gordita.
Cooking. That's how it's going to happen. Do you guys have any advice questions?
Mine was about being doing the same shit, but like creatively writing because I can't make myself do it. And it's 50% laziness and 50% like I'm just afraid to fail and I don't even want to try. I'm just going to watch TV.
Yeah.
The creativity thing is hard because you do have to like try a lot. And when stuff fails, especially when it's social media or like a stand up joke, it's humiliating.
Yeah. I hate that.
And when you have. I've had someone comment, you're usually funny, but tonight's not your night.
Oh my God, you guys.
Literally.
just don't say anything.
You don't
anything.
Have to say that.
Literally. And then you hear like more famous people like Tim Dillon or Andrew Schultz, and they're like, you just got to put it out there.
Duh,
and
you're, no,
but,
you don't.
But when you put it out there and someone says that, you're like, okay, I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah. Right.
But the way you put it out there is by putting a lot out there. Because not everything, same with stand-up, not everything's going to be gold.
Yeah.
But when you someone comments something, and you in your mind, when you post it, you're like, this isn't the funniest, but I'm working towards something someone comments something very truthful, you're like,
it's like, you think I don't know that?
You think I don't fucking know that?
Where
I blocked the guy.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, that was gonna be my question, like, how do you get over the barrier of like being like, oh, should I? Because I mean, I know you do a lot of like TikTok and like front-facing videos and stuff like that, like how do you make yourself like, what, like how did you make yourself get into that? Because that was, that's, I would like to do that, but I'm just like, don't have the confidence.
See,
I guess.
Really,
I take one look in the camera
and I'm like, it's always from down here, and I'm like, God,
fucking
large Marge.
I know. I don't know how I got in. I guess I was just like, I have some new jokes I want to try out, and there's a huge potential on the TikTok app because no one you know is on there right now.
Yeah,
so it felt more anonymous.
That is nice. Like, you don't run into your peers as much on
you
there.
You really
so
don't.
Just like, I can be stupid.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I also think no one is thinking about you. And I also think for everything I put out, there's a lot of bad content. But I think other comics, you should think less about them because the other comics are just jealous that you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the conclusion I've come to, because every time I see a comic, they're like, you're like crushing it. I'm like, am I? And they're like, dude, you have so much content. And they're just jealous of the quantity of which you put stuff out.
Okay, I mean, that's a conversation we had when I got here. You don't need to call me out.
That's been underhanded.
Yeah.
Do we do that?
No, I was kidding.
Because no comics are actually watching unless they see like a million people shared and they're like, okay, fine, I'll click through. And like, even then, you're like, this was not funny.
Yeah,
at all. So I think you have to also be like, I'm doing this for me. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I also have like even more than that. Like I just feel like no ideas coming through. Like,
that's
like,
okay too.
What do I? Okay, yeah. I have the confidence to do something.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything. I don't know.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Especially when your brain is not formatted for the little videos, and you started as a stand-up. And you for all day could come up with stand-up premises, but when it comes to the little videos, you're like, I don't know.
And
it's like all the videos you see are like POV barista who just got the vaccine and is now having a stroke.
That's actually my favorite video.
That's a really good one. It's so funny.
I try to be like passively kind of like coming up like things that I find funny and like jot it down in my notes.
Yeah,
and then put it on TikTok or something. Judgment free.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's a lot of bad.
Right.
That comes with the good.
Yeah.
I would say I don't like looking at comments ever.
Comments are awful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like, just don't do it. If you throw something out there, maybe you're not confident in it, just don't look
at it. Just never read the comments.
Yeah. I think what your goal should be is to put stuff out there. Don't even look at likes or comments.
Yeah.
Same with Twitter.
That's true.
The three of us are pretty good at like throwing stuff on Twitter and just moving on.
Everything I say on Twitter. Nobody touches it.
You have great tweets.
I delete them a lot.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who likes them, I guess.
You are. You really are. I have multiple times said out loud, thank you, Jill. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. You have to just get in a rhythm of like putting it all out there. Cause you also see like there's accounts on Twitter or even TikTok who, when they first started, you'd be like, dude, you're tweeting all the time. And now they have like 100,000 followers.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I see.
That's what happens.
I hate that we're conditioned to compete with like algorithms.
I know.
What the fuck?
So stupid.
It's awful. Like,
but it's our world, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I
can't wait for that sweet release.
I know, that sweet release.
I cannot wait to die.
Death's final grip.
I cannot wait to die.
Never gonna wash another dish again.
Yes.
Or tweet something fucking stupid.
Yeah. Or see other people's tweets.
Yeah. Other people who are like, my dad just died, and then they get like 300,000 likes, and you're like, what is this?
You're
place?
Like, okay.
Yes.
It's insane. Like,
if my dad liked, I would go viral. If my dad died, I would go viral too, bitch.
Like, that's not fucking fair.
Yeah.
So good.
Do you have any advice, Jill?
Do you have just advice in general?
I mean, I guess wear sunscreen every day.
Yeah, that's, do you have any questions?
Oh, my question was about the social media.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All of our advice and questions kind of like morph together. They're all very similar.
At the end
because
of the,
we linked up, we synced up.
Because we synced up. Our blood is dropping from our uterine lining right now as we speak.
Yeah. Free bleeding.
I miscarrying.
I think the moral of literally just had an abortion as we sat here.
Nice.
The moral of it, I think, is just the routine and just being like, I gotta do it.
And do it for you.
And also remember, other people you see who are in your head crushing it, they probably spent a year or two bombing.
Yeah.
And then found their rhythm.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Because, or they have more of a background in improv and characters rather than stand-up.
Right.
I find that the stand-up comedians have a harder time transitioning to the little videos.
Yeah.
Because we just have a different brain.
Yeah, it's just totally different.
Totally different. So you have to be not hard on yourself.
Okay.
Even though I personally hate myself.
Yeah.
So
Likewise.
I'm really good at dishing out advice.
Yeah. No, I meant me, but also
she hates me.
Yeah. I was like, wow, Kat.
Yeah. No, I cannot stand
you. Gloves are up.
All right. Well, those are our segments. Let's get into our topics, which I'm yearning. I'm yearning, aching in my throat to have these topics inside of me. So we were talking about Zac Efron, Caitlyn Jenner, and Elon Musk. Which do we want to get into first? I'm feeling Zac Efron.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Did we see his face?
Yes.
And how do we feel about it? You didn't notice it when you first saw it?
I didn't realize until I went back and I looked at it and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I guess if I was scrolling, I would say, oh, that's Zac Efron. But then I guess I saw more tweets that were like, he looks insane. And then I was like, yeah, he looks, when you look, you're like, wow.
Yeah. It looks like he got fillers like all throughout here.
Oh, and his chin is like, still very like, it's very like,
Yeah, you know? It's like not good either. It looks like, don't you have money?
Beefy cheeks. They have money, but the surgery. Maybe if I saw that man in a bar, I would say, oh, that's an attractive.
Yeah, I don't think.
No, he's certainly hot.
But the
hot.
Difference between the two is like, that's not Zac Efron anymore. I think maybe he did have a soft jawline before and he was probably really insecure about it.
Yeah.
Or who knows what these celebs are hearing left and right about, like, you know, someone whispers in your ear, you could tighten up that jaw if you wanted to.
Well, he gets a comment and he's like, I mean, because he's been in the public eye since he was a teen.
I know.
So it's like he lives in a world that we don't understand.
Yeah. You know? We don't get it at all. And the number of celebrities that lose their minds.
Yeah.
Outside of just like changing your bodily appearance, just like
going
public
cuckoo bananas. Yeah.
Insane breakdowns.
Yeah. That makes sense.
There's so much commentary on what you look like.
Yeah.
You're booking roles and they're like, we could do Zach if, you know, he was a little bit more chiseled.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Maybe the number of those comments.
He saw like Kumail Nanjiani.
I know. I was going to bring up him because, boy, that guy looks insane.
Talk about. That guy went from like, oh.
I was like, I couldn't tell where this is going, good or bad, because I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
I'm threatened by his presence. If that man was in my home, I would call the cops.
I don't understand his veins.
What's going on?
Veins.
The veins look like they're painted on. They look like
the
project in science where you do the mountains and the salt, blah, blah, blah. That's what
it's
it looks
like. It's a 3D map.
It's like a 3D map.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kumail thing is weird. Him, Zac Efron. There's a few people who I'm like, dude, you are unwell.
Yeah, I feel like Zac Efron's going to end up like Burt Reynolds at the end of his life where he's just going to look like a plastic doll.
Is that like, what happened to Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he got so
that.
Much plastic surgery.
So
really?
Much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yep. Classic.
Yes. That one.
The OG. You
know, yeah. Joan Rivers.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
It is almost kind of nice, not really, but a little bit, to see a guy
go through
like,
it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, it happens to you too. Like, he felt like he was getting older and his face is changing and he's like,
must cling to my youth.
Yeah. You failed, buddy. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's humanizing a little bit, which is ironic because he doesn't look like a human anymore.
I know. It's ironically humanizing. I have heard that he has body issues.
Yeah.
I think he's been a different weight.
Because he had that travel show come out and everybody was like, oh, he's gained a lot of weight.
He was a little thick.
Oh, something happened.
But he didn't actually.
He was just reading the comments.
Yeah, he was.
I read the comments and I'm like, sure, I'll kill myself.
Yeah. good suggestion.
Yeah, no
great
problem.
Idea.
Okay.
No, but I think he just like beefed out. He just got a little. He wasn't like a chiseled. He still looked hot. I mean, he just like had a normal like man's body instead of like a fucking like rup, 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 six pack abs. You know,
he looked like a thick Brooklyn comedian.
Yeah, like a daddy.
Yeah, Dada Efron. But he probably lost his mind from that.
I'm sure.
Especially in Hollywood, everyone is slim as fur.
Yeah.
You can't, like, be sick there.
I wonder what kind of crazy diets he's on. Sorry.
Oh, I know. Probably, like, all beef Jordan Peterson diet.
Yeah.
Hot beef injections. That's what he got his
He got
jaw.
Beef injections. He's got lard in his jaw. It's alarming. It's the same thing with a Khloe Kardashian.
Mm.
The picture.
Which one's that again?
It's the one who... She had a photo a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That was like, just insane. I mean, that just wasn't her. That may as well have been made in, like, Microsoft Paint.
I know.
We're just like, okay, Khloe.
I know, but she hates herself. All the Kardashians. Yeah. I mean, plastic surgery.
They've been at the forefront of that for a while, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel bad for them. They are the trailblazers
They're the trailblazers.
I mean, they're all about image. Like, they got famous because they got a sex tape, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole, that's the, like, impetus of their
origin story of Kim Kardashian.
That's so crazy. Yeah. It's just Paris Hilton's best friend.
Who also
Paris
had a
Hilton
sex tape.
Had the sex tape. And Kim was like, great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, which one was better? I've never seen either.
I've seen a little clips of the Kim Kardashian one. It's got the night vision thing going.
No, that's not. That's
not hot. So does One Night in Paris. They both got night vision going on. I just find Kim Kardashian more attractive in general, so I guess Kim's is better. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't watch them all the way through, but you know,
I was
curious.
Catch glimpses.
I'm into celebrity sex tapes. I want to know what's going on.
Okay,
Pam and Tommy Lee.
That's your kink.
Yeah, my friend when we were I forget how old we were, but we downloaded that on like. Fucking LimeWire or something, and it crashed her mom's computer.
Oh, no.
It just broke the entire thing,
oh my
and we
gosh.
Had to be like,
we don't know what happened.
Yes,
we had Geek Squad coming.
Oh, no, not Geek Squad.
Geek Squad. Throwback.
They showed up in their little bug, in their little black and white bug.
Oh. What seems to be the problem? We're like, I have no idea.
He logs in, he's like, oh, we've dealt with this before.
This seems to be a Pam and Tommy Lee situation.
Not again. Yeah, we got another Pam and Tommy coming through. Send the tools.
We watched the most fucked up shit when we were... I don't know if you guys were in the same boat.
I was
like,
13 watching Meat Spin, Two Girls, One Cup.
Two Girls, One Cup.
It was like a generation-defining video. We watched that as children. I know.
Yeah.
That's why when new movies come out... Yeah. That was when Jill was a millennial.
I was 35, but...
That's why when like movies come out and people are like, that movie's fucked up. I'm like, dude, I saw...
You have no idea.
Yeah. I watched Saw 1 through 10 when I was 14. Right. Yeah. Two Girls, One Cup... I will not be affected by Paranormal Activity.
No. Yeah.
Don't even try. Midsommar? Okay. That's G-rated to me.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
So I think if I was Zac Efron, I would be afraid to do something like this because everyone knows what you look like.
Right. I forgot, he got lip fillers too, which is really funny. Like minimal lip fillers.
Yeah, some little bum-a-boom.
He looks like he was stung by bees.
I know. That's the thing is when they do this, they all look like they're stung by bees. That's all hot, the housewives.
What do you think is worse? Like, truly, looking weird and, like, plastic, but technically, I guess, younger? Right. Or just, like, aging naturally, even if it looks
So we've
bad.
Talked about, like, Botox on the pod a lot, and it's like, I don't know, because I kind of want to do that all natural.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the only not hot person in my friend group.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But then you see older women who haven't had any plastic surgery. I can't think of any that we know.
Not on a personal level. I don't know.
I don't know any older women at all. I mean,
except for Jill.
Thank you.
Hey,
and this is all natural.
You
can look this good.
That's crazy.
I'm 75 years old.
You have no filler.
No filler.
Wow, girly.
It's all natural. Moisturize, drink water.
Yep.
And then long walks every day.
And do your dishes.
And do your fucking dishes.
It's all about doing your dishes.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do au naturel.
Yeah. Because I think once you start, then you got to, it's an investment. You got to keep it up.
Slippery fucking slope.
I want to dive down that slope. I want to look exactly like Zac Efron.
Fucking freak show.
Yes. Dude, I want to look like Kylie Jenner when I'm 90.
Yeah.
Big fucking lips.
What do you like? I was watching a Dolly Parton documentary recently, and I was like, she had to open it by going, "Hi, it's me, it's Dolly. I know it looks scary, but it's still me." It's like
I like the ownership of it.
Yeah,
I would prefer that. Like some of the Real Housewives are very like ownership of their plastic surgery and. How they have a fake face, plastic. But I don't like when Zac Efron comes out. It's like, what's up, guys? It's Zac. And we're like, no, it's not. And he's like, what do you mean?
Wasn't it on a video about climate change, too? Yeah. And people are like, whoa,
wait, how old is he? Is he like in his late
20s? He's like 30.
Yeah, he's young.
Oh, that's so young to start out.
I know.
Especially if you're like a leading man in Hollywood. Like, you got some years.
Well, he wasn't really up to much.
Sorry.
B-level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Supporting.
Well, he was in that movie 17 again.
like 17 years ago.
Yeah. I think that was funny.
He wishes now he was 17 again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why he got those fillers.
He could do the reboot now.
Yeah.
As the
dad.
Yeah. The Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 going on 30. That girl could be the
Jennifer Garner. Yeah.
The other girl who played the 13-year-old.
Yeah. She's 30 now.
Whatever her
name is.
She's 30.
Mm-hmm.
She's
30.
She's 30. She's 30. All right. So we got Elon Musk hosted. Okay. As of this episode, he will have hosted already SNL.
Mm-hmm.
People on Twitter were offended because they're like a bunch of comedians were like, that's for a comedian. Blah, blah, blah.
Is it?
I mean, how many comedians have hosted
They
this
don't have comedian hosts. They have like John Mulaney every so often.
Yeah.
And obviously they have the best monologues, but who's going to have more? I'll be watching the Elon Musk thing.
Yeah. I want to see him bomb like one of his rockets.
Yeah.
You burn.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sorry. People hate him.
Well, don't you hate him? He's such a. I didn't really think
about Elon Musk until today when I was prepping for the podcast. Yeah. And then I found a lot of reasons why people hate him pre like 2015
yeah.
like old hate he's got that old hate, yeah, you know? Yeah. So now I get it. He's like anti-union, doesn't treat his workers well. It's kind of a scam artist.
He calls himself a socialist.
Yeah.
He was like
a COVID denier too.
And then the COVID denier. Yeah. And then he tweeted legalized comedy. That was my last straw.
Yeah, you're like, absolutely not.
First of all.
Is that how you get booked on SNL? You just tweet legalized comedy?
I try every morning. I tweet it. Yeah. And no bites.
And then he named his kid that dumb equation.
Mm-hmm. He named his kid the quadratic equation.
Yeah. Oh, remember, and then he said he could rescue the miners, the children stuck at the
miners thing, and then he called one of the rescuers a pedophile.
That
was comedy.
Legalized this.
When Lauren Michaels was like, okay, let's groom him to host SNL. I mean, it's not like SNL has any morals other than getting their viewership up.
Yeah, I don't think it
Donald
matters.
Trump hosted years ago.
I know.
More than once.
Yeah, more than once. So then it's like, okay, then rehire Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to put Elon Musk on. Elon Musk is probably one of the worst persons in the world.
Really?
I think so.
I watched a documentary on him last night.
Oh, here we go.
Was it funded by Elon Musk? Because if it was, it might be a little biased.
Yeah, where did you watch this documentary?
I forget. Honestly, it was like, it was definitely skewed in his favor. But everyone keeps calling him a genius, and I don't get it. Well, he just seems like one of those Silicon Valley guys who, like, failed and failed and failed, and then, like, eventually something worked
out.
That's
what I think. I think he's, like, a scam artist, and I think in, like, 10 years there's going to be an HBO documentary called Musk, and it's about how he scammed everyone.
Oh, God. I'm
the
so
same
scared.
Way the blood woman scammed everyone.
Blood woman.
She's like, I have blood you can test.
It's a box.
No one's done this before.
And we work, all these people, I think he's going to come out as, like, the biggest scammer.
Maybe. Because you can reuse his, like, space capsule or whatever, and that's never been done before. With SpaceX, to have the reusable rockets. Like, every time the NASA launches a rocket, the boosters that they use are done.
Yes.
And it's such a huge expense. And that's why SpaceX is, like, such a big deal, because you can reuse them.
Can you, though?
Yeah.
Where's the proof?
Well, the article you sent.
Fucking prove it.
In the article I sent? Okay. Yeah. Wow, you guys read that? That's crazy.
I did not. Okay, cool. I watched a doc. I forgot about the links. But
Yeah, me too.
I did watch.
I just like to send proof of what's happening.
Just making stuff up.
So Elon Musk, we hate him. What do we think?
I mean, I think he is very smart, but I think that doesn't mean he's cool or likable or a good person. You know what I mean?
But do you have to be a good person to host? I'd rather I'd rather watch at this point, interesting people embarrass themselves on SNL. Sure.
Rather that than, you know, a talented.
Yeah.
Sure. Fuck it.
I want to see him crumble under the pressure. Like, he's not a performer.
Well, he's also very tired lately because he's stressed about the next launch to Mars.
I
saw an interview with him. He was like, I'm not sleeping. What if on SNL he forgets his lines?
Oh, my God.
That just makes me say, I'm going to tune in now. Right? I don't want a seasoned actor to host SNL. I don't want fucking anyone famous. Anthony Hopkins, Michael B. Jordan, whatever his name is. I want Elon Musk struggling.
Train wreck. I'll tune in for that.
Also, he's got negative charisma. He talks so much publicly and he can't nail it. He just, like, every time it feels like the first time
negative
he's holding
charisma.
A microphone.
I know.
It's wild. Wonderful. So
I know. I just don't understand the obsession with space. He wants to start a new society on Mars, and it's like, people can't breathe there.
Yeah.
It's like made of gas. What are you talking about?
I don't want to be on the board at SpaceX. Be like, just something
I just
want to
float this.
People can't breathe in space.
We can't breathe. We can't eat. We can't grow food.
Right.
So where's the food going to come from is my first question. He's like, don't worry about it. Once we get there, we're going to figure it out.
He's like, I saw the Martian. You can grow potatoes.
Right. With your own shit.
Yeah. So I don't know. What else you want me to say?
I can't decide, though, because I did watch that documentary. Like, I think that Jeff Bezos seems like an extra super evil, horrible, like, villain.
Yeah.
Elon Musk just seems like a dud to me.
He seems like a dud who has, like, these interests and just, like, collaborates with other smart people and then takes the credit for it.
He just seems like a classic douchebag. Like, he doesn't seem malicious, I think.
Right. Whereas Jeff Bezos, in his eyes, looks villainous.
Super
he's
villain,
a buff, bald guy.
Yeah,
and
you
that
can't
never,
do that.
No.
Horrifying combination.
Oh, J.K. Simmons, though.
Oh, yeah.
Who's so, that?
You sound stupid.
Who's J.K. Simmons?
Okay.
Yeah, you dumb fucking...
Sorry,
what
Jill.
The fuck?
No, you sound pretty dumb. You should go.
Why are you attacking
you
me?
You gotta go.
Who's J.K. Simmons? Oh, the guy from the State Farm commercials.
And most, he was in Whiplash.
His most famous role.
Whiplash. Yes, great movie. Yeah, actually, the, very triggering
the
for me.
The yellow M&M.
Were you a drummer? Oh, you took the steel drum classes when you were young. I remember that.
Wait, actually, what? You were a drummer?
I took steel drum for a month.
She's like, it's me, Madimon.
Hello, come on in. Yeah, it was rough. Actually, the instructor like yelled at me a few times from playing with the sticks. I was like messing with the rubber bands on it. He was like, do not play with the sticks like that. And I was like, I'm too old for this.
Drummers take it very seriously.
Shut the fuck up.
Just based on Whiplash.
Whiplash was wild.
That was a great movie.
It was triggering for me because I was in band in high school and the teachers were so fucking mean. They would throw their little, what's this thing called?
Conducting
the
stick.
The stick, and they'd be like, that's not what we want, and we have a concert in a week. And
you're like, you went to like a good high school. Like
I did.
Like there were eyes on it.
There was eyes on it. It was and they would be like,
I did not.
This band right now sounds like a band that would be on the other side of Transit Road.
Oh my! Not the other side of Transit Road.
Transit Road.
No.
He would say comments like that about the other schools.
Oh my god! Yeah. That's like the poor camp. They would face off versus the good camp.
Literally, it was literally Bring It On, but for bands. And they would say, "You guys are sounding like a DePew." DePew was the other town.
DPU. Did you ever do that?
They did that. So that's why Whiplash. DPU.
Am I back in?
So that's why Whiplash was hard, because those music instructors in those high schools are fucking rude as hell. Yeah. And all the students are like, dude, we're not going into music. We're just here to get into our Ivy League schools.
Yeah, this is just for a resume.
It's because our parents told us if we quit, it's going to look bad. You remember when they told us the myth of if you quit something, the colleges will wonder why you quit?
Yeah, those assholes.
Shut the fuck up.
Or the permanent record. There's no permanent record.
Permanent record myth. Oh my God.
The myth.
Lies.
Shut the fuck up.
We had to do volunteer hours and stuff. That's another one. They're
God forbid you're in National Honor Society.
Join a club.
Yeah.
Clubs. No one gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
Anyway, and then we have our last topic, Caitlyn Jenner, governor.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about what we would run for. I'll tell you, it's not going to be governor of California.
No.
No one likes Gavin Newsom right now.
How did Arnold Schwarzenegger pull it off? Did that work?
When they recalled... whoever was governor, he ran as well, because I've read the article he said.
Wow.
Sorry, Maddie.
You're really making me look bad right now.
No, Jill's making both of us look bad.
No, he ran, because when you recall a governor, there's two questions, is should the governor be recalled, and then who should replace them? So anyone can run as a replacement governor.
Oh.
So that was when Gary Coleman ran for governor, when that porn star, yes. But not during his gubernatorial.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman died.
Gary Coleman?
No.
After all of his tips?
Oh, no. Who are we going to get tips
final
from now?
Who are we going to get tips?
Final tip, kill yourself. Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman, the little guy. Yeah. But that was when, California had, because I was living in California at the time, it had, just a bazillion people running for governor.
Jill has such a seasoned past.
Well, I've lived a life.
Was that while you were campaigning for the unethical comptroller?
No, that just happened to be.
That was just
when you were living there.
Yeah.
But did he do a good job? He was the governor, right?
Yeah.
For a while?
I thought he was for 8 years.
He was passable, right?
I think so.
It's kind of like Reagan, people like a TV star.
Yeah.
Movie star. I don't know anything about Schwarzenegger, except maybe he was cheating on his wife.
Definitely.
He has a kid with his maid.
For sure. And he has two
miniature. I don't know anything, but maybe he was cheating.
Maddie has a hunch based on the children
with the maid,
that came out.
The wife left him.
Yeah, and he also had a lot of things on movie sets, a lot of women had stories about him groping them and stuff.
Right. I remember there was a Lifetime movie about it.
Oh, really?
I just watched the trailer years ago. I didn't watch the movie, but it was very there was groping.
There's a lot of groping
in the gym.
A little Cuomo.
If you've seen Pumping Iron, that's the movie before he became famous, where he's like working out in gyms and stuff. Yeah. And he's talking about how much he loves to work out because he's like, every time I lift a weight, it feels like I'm coming.
Oh my God. So think about that when you work out and it'll motivate you.
When I clean.
Yeah. Every time I wash a dish,
it feels like coming.
Oh. So it seems like there's a theme in male governors. Caitlyn Jenner, how do we feel again? I don't think she'll get it. No. People don't like her.
No, well, she's a Republican.
Yeah, she's a boomer Republican
who supported Trump.
Yeah,
I know.
I think maybe
she should change her name to Karen.
Nice. You caught that one out.
Murderous line.
Yes. She still has the confidence of a man, so that's good.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to have it.
I think maybe because of the reality TV show, and maybe this is the deal with Trump too, but I don't think they realize how much people hate them because they're famous and surrounded by yes men all the time. But
that's insane to me that you have no idea that the world hates you.
Google yourself.
You're a punchline.
Yeah.
I don't think they touch their phones. I think they have someone curating the internet so it looks like people love them.
I mean, because she's part of the whole Kardashian clan. Mm-hmm. So that's so weird that has spawned
all the damage
that I know spawned. Exactly it's so far reaching, it's bizarre.
Really bizarre. I'm always so Jeff Bezos is talking about getting into politics.
Is he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's already in politics. I'd take Caitlyn Jenner any day.
Any day.
He's the richest man in the... What does he need politics for?
That's the thing.
Power.
I have no interest in power. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I agree.
It's a lot of paperwork.
It is.
It makes me too hot.
I watched a documentary last night on Machiavelli.
Well, we get it. You watch a lot of fucking documentaries.
Yeah, what is going on here?
I'm Machiavelli.
Last night I was watching my own sex tape.
We called it Machiavelli.
Yeah. You guys are fucking mean. No, because I use the term Machiavellian sometimes, and then I was like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Right.
So I decided to put my money where my mouth is.
And he said it's better to be feared than loved.
Yes, exactly.
I'm the opposite.
And it's all about power and how to... And I like you guys, I was like, this doesn't interest me at all. Yeah. Why would you want to...
Not at all.
...want to do that?
Some people, drive is... I have no interest. The thought of running for governor, paperwork, campaigning, speeches.
No. Everybody expecting so much from you.
Yeah. Yeah. So much from you. You have to get thin. Yeah. You have to wake up at 3 a.m. No, hell fucking no. That thought... If I was Jeff Bezos, I would disappear by my own island and chill for the rest of my life.
Didn't he build a house on a volcano? a classic Bond villain?
I think so.
Disappear. I think he did.
He could disappear and live 1,500 more lives.
Yeah. And he could have his own Epstein paradise.
Yeah, you go fuck kids. The world is literally your oyster. Totally. You could be on a different country every day for the rest of your life. Yeah. And yet he wants to run for office and make, $100K a year? Hell fucking no. Same thing. Caitlyn Jenner, you have a lot of money. Yeah. Stay out of this.
I think they're just desperate for attention, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that must be it.
It's got to be what...
Do Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, do they have a relationship? Are they I just wonder if they're enemies.
No, I think they're friendly, right?
I don't know.
I think they've tried to collab before.
Yeah.
Right?
On that Harambe mixtape.
Yeah, we would have to look into it.
Oh, Harambe.
I think they have some sort of... They probably got something in the works. What Amazon's going to space.
Yeah.
You can probably buy rockets on Amazon or Teslas.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots.
No idea. Yeah, they're definitely in cahoots.
I assume they're all in cahoots with each other.
They meet. I think they meet monthly in Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I think they meet monthly and they say, "What you're up to 100 billion? I'm up to 200 billion.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Come on.
Still haven't figured out how to grow hair.
You fucking loser.
Cheersing baby's blood.
Ew. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. The governor. Yeah, I have no interest. Literally no. If I ever come into $10,000, you guys will not see me again. It's over.
For 2 months, Maddie's off the grid.
And then I have to come back and do open mics.
Yeah.
But I guess if you are someone who ends up being Jeff Bezos, your motive is not money. It's power.
Yeah.
It's changing the world.
I think it changes you also.
Yeah. Ego.
Money doesn't mean anything anymore. Right. So power is the only currency.
But what is power
if
you already have all the money? Power is manipulating
Anything
your constituents?
Feeling important, I guess. Feeling like you're in charge of stuff.
You know what makes me feel important is like going to a restaurant and ordering food, and then right. I'm like, they got that for me.
Yeah.
So why can't you just like live with having people serve you the rest of your life?
I think it becomes this addiction where you have to outdo yourself.
Yeah, I think that's why so many powerful people end up like getting into human trafficking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, because they have topped out on money, so they're like, we'll trade in flesh.
So,
make the children fight.
And then fuck.
It's so true. It's the same thing with like children of wealthy people. They like are doing pills at age 14. Yeah. Right. They're like, I just gotta feel. Yeah. I have so much money.
Right.
Whereas I'm like, I'm good. I wish I had the drive to like outdo myself, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm complacent.
I know.
Yeah, same.
That's the same.
Yeah.
It's because of the fluoride in the water.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm chalking it up to. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's our pod.
We did it? Did we do it?
We did it.
We did it. We petered out for a second.
Even though Kat bullied me.
Well,
I know, Jill's
you were
still
being
thinking
stupid,
about that.
So think about that.
Wow.
You weren't at all.
Why are you so mean?
That's a video you can make. POV.
New Year,
I'm your honest friend.
Yeah, I'm like, I think you're being fucking
stupid. And
then I'm
just like, I am stupid.
Yeah.
It's like for no reason, too.
This is content.
This is it.
This is content.
I could be a bully.
Content.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Content.
Oh! Content.
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 Shall we collab on content?
Let's collab on content.
Let's do it. I smell an app.
Become the most powerful women in the world.
Yes. Yeah. You guys are the next Elon and Jeff.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'll be Caitlyn.
Okay. Yeah. Me too.
You can be who?
Caitlyn.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Jenner. Nice. Cool.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, not Palufo. Anyway, where can we find you guys? This has been so fun. Thank you for bringing her.
Thank you for having me/us. I'm on Twitter, that's deleting my tweets by the minute. Kat Zini and Kat ZD on Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, and I have a podcast called Suicide Pact.
Yes. So listen to Suicide Pact.
Sweet release.
Nice.
Yes. And Jill, where we can
find you? I'm at Jill_lives on Instagram and Twitter.
Yay.
And I have a podcast called Wiki Freaks with a Z. Listen to it.
Check it out. Thank you guys for listening, watching. If you're watching, thanks for being in the Patreon. If you're listening, you're missing the fuck out. Join patreon.com/MaddieSmith.
Do it.
For episodes, because like it's
you
just
get
like
to see us.
We're fully nude, right?
I'm literally sitting here with my tits out, bare fucking vag. We're touching the seat, and no one cares.
Tub of KY jelly.
We're in a tub of KY, and content is king.
Content
is king.
Queen. Yes, queen with a K-W-E-N. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.